You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, yes, I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
This is Dave Hodges, and you are listening to the Daily Briefing from the Common Sense Radio Show Network, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Our website is thecommonsenseshow.com, and these are the top stories on October 11th, 2014. More banker bailouts on the horizon. That's what Reuters is reporting. The regulators from the Federal Reserve and from the Bank of England are meeting next week, and including the participants will be Janet Yellen and the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney. And they're going to be practicing cyber takedown drills of a bank or a major bank failure, and how to restore that bank. And guess how they're going to restore it, folks? With your money and with my money. Banker bailouts will never go away. It's QE unlimited. The Hitler Youth Movement arrives in Colorado elementary schools as school children are having their every move tracked. That's correct. Under Common Core, a group called TS Gold has received $30 million to implement programs in Colorado elementary schools, which violate the most sensitive privacy of a child's rights. TS Gold directs teachers to document student behaviors with videos, audio files, journals, and photos, which are then uploaded into a central database cloud, and no one knows who has access to that information. Teachers are already overwhelmed by a myriad of testing burdens, but these teachers must undergo intensive training that takes scarce time away from actual instruction. Educators must gather disturbingly intimate and personal data on every school child every day, collate it, upload it, and then synthesize the data. I mean, what is this, the Hitler Youth Movement? Are you creeped out yet? This is just the tip of the data mining iceberg. Last spring, parent Lauren Coker discovered that TS Gold assessors and her son's Aurora, Colorado public preschool had recorded information about his trips to the bathroom, his hand-washing habits, and his ability to pull up his pants. Ms. Coker asked if she could opt out of the system, and school officials told her, no, absolutely not. She pulled her son out of the school, but she still does not know whether or how the data can be removed. Sunny Flynn, a mom with kids in Jefferson County, Colorado, started raising these same kinds of questions to her school board about TS Gold under Common Core. Where exactly is this powerful, predictive, personal data of our children being stored, she asked. What security measures are being used to protect this data? Who exactly has access to this data? How long would the data be stored? And what is the proven benefit of a kindergarten teacher putting all of this data into a database? It's really clear that a Common Core, the goal is not improved school performance. The real end is massive student data mining for meddling and for profit. The edutech firms such as Pearson, Microsoft, Google, and Newton are salivating at the lucrative opportunities to exploit educational big data and sell customized learning products to the most data mineable industry in the world, namely public school children. And the politicians who hook them up, what's happening with them? Well, they're reaping the rich rewards in their campaign coffers. This left Cheryl Kiesecker, a mom of an elementary school kid in Fort Collins, Colorado, to ask, what are we going to do about this? Are we going to continue to let this go on where our children's rights are violated all the way into adulthood? or maybe it's time we stood up. I think Sherry has a very, very good point, because folks, if it's not in your school yet, it soon will be. Well, the spread of Ebola continues to dominate the news, and the spread of Ebola will clearly devastate the American healthcare system. This raises questions about what will be done when the masses are coming down with Ebola in large numbers. In Liberia, government officials are quarantining Ebola victims within specific geographic areas inside of a city. The U.S. has no such plans. They plan to send Ebola victims and anyone exposed to the Ebola victim to a camp. That's correct, to a camp. And they have legitimized their position through Executive 13295, which is an Obama executive order update of President Bush's executive order with the same number that he originally issued in 2003. And this calls for the quarantining of anybody with a communicable disease. But Obama takes this to a frighteningly higher level than Bush did. If you have seasonal asthma, if you have a chest cold, if you have the sniffles from allergies, you can be declared to be a public health risk and you can be sent to a camp, which means that you could have healthy people going to Ebola camps and contracting the Ebola while they're there. If that's not a frightening proposition, I don't know what is. Now, in the event of a pandemic, the authority for overseeing this process will fall to the Secretary of Human Health Services. And this is according to document ESF number 8, which stands for Emergency Support Function, Public Health and Medical Services Annex. You can find this document on my article today at thecommonsenseshow.com, in which I link into this federal document from HHS, which shows that they have some frightening powers. And let's cut right to the chase. One of the most egregious powers that HHS has been granted is the ability to issue what they call ambulance contracts. Ambulance contracts are given to subcontractors hired by the DOD and the HHS, as well as the Veterans Administration, to go pick up Ebola victims and their families or anyone who's been suspected of having contact with them in transporting them to a FEMA camp-type facility. HHS will enlist these agencies to, quote, oversee the tracking of patient movements from collection points to their final destination reception facilities. That's a FEMA camp in my book. Here are the agencies who are going to be involved in the maintenance of what's referred to as these NNDMS hospital facilities that these Ebola patients and exposed people and also people with respiratory ailments will be sent to. These agencies include the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Energy, Homeland Security, Interior, Justice, Labor, State, EPA, Transportation, Veterans Affairs, General Services Administration, U.S. Agency for International Development, the U.S. Postal Service, and the American Red Cross. There's one thing that's conspicuously missing in this group, who's going to oversee the containment and quarantining of the groups that we have previously mentioned. Have you caught it? There are no healthcare groups. Now, don't tell me it's the Red Cross. They're real good at passing out blankets and crackers and soup, and that's about it. But there are absolutely no healthcare personnel or healthcare groups included in this. They're not even private groups. There's no CDC. There's no NIH. There's no Doctors Without Borders. There is nothing that indicates that any of these people who are transported to these facilities are going to receive any kind of medical care. How can we conclude anything else other than these are death camps? These are frightening times we live in. I urge all of you to share this information with your friends and family, because the only way that we can turn back these kinds of horrific events is to shed the light of day upon them. This is Dave Hodges. It's October the 11th, 2014. God bless and have a great day.